Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Monday, October 11th, and we are here to try to, I don't know, take the mystery out of your financial life, or maybe help you think about what your next phase is going to be. Maybe we're trying to get you to find your financial independence new endeavor or next endeavor. I can't remember which one we ended up on, Mark. Was it new or next? I have new written down, but you know what? Did you ever figure out what Fiesta stood for? Okay. I think I was financial independence, early start, take action. I think that's what I said. Anyway, fine. Financial independence, new or next endeavor, whatever it is. Or maybe you're just like all in on the FIRE movement, financial independence, retire early, just do it. Whatever it is, we'd love to help you out. And all you need to do to put your question in front of us is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and click the contact button. That is what Joyce did. Joyce is on the line from the Garden State, New Jersey. Hello, Joyce. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Jill. So nice to talk to you. I am confused on withdrawals, but mostly because all of my income is from stock ETFs and bond ETFs and some cash. I don't know how to figure out ahead of time what my tax bracket is so that I can go ahead and withdraw some money but stay within my tax bracket. But how do you know what your tax bracket is if your only income is not from a job but from the market?
A very good question. So you're going to tell us a little bit about yourself and we're going to walk you through this. So how old are you, Joyce?
I'm 65, just turned 65 in July of this year.
Congratulations. It's Medicare time for you. Are you entitled to Social Security or a pension?
No pension, but I am entitled to Social Security, which I'm not taking as of yet. Probably next year I'll take that.
Tell us a little bit about where the stock and bond ETFs are. Are they in a taxable account right now?
A good part of them are in a taxable account. I have a total of about 2.3 million, well, as of this week. but 568 are in a thousand are in an IRA, and that's a combination of stock and bond ETFs. The rest of it is in a taxable brokerage account at Vanguard.
You have held these ETFs for a long time, not so long. What's the where is the holding period that we're talking about?
Oh, about 30 plus years. I've been investing for about 30 plus years with Vanguard. Yeah.
Okay. So when you said 2.2 or 2.3, did that include the 568,000 IRA or not?
Yes, it did. It does.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. In this account, are you telling me that they don't have something listed as cost basis in there, or do they?
They do. I'm not sure how to use that though, but they do have cost basis. Yes.
Okay, good. I'm going to explain that to you. So the IRA, we're going to leave aside because I presume you're going to leave that be until you're forced to take money out. Is that the plan?
Well, I don't know yet because I'm thinking maybe I should take some out now so I can avoid, you know, very large taxes later at age 72. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. the other part of it.
Okay. So you've got 1.6 in a taxable account. I'm just going to round it. 580 in an IRA. What about plain old cash? What do you have in the cash?
I do have, I probably have about 130 to 140,000 in cash. Some of that's in the IRA, and a little bit of it is in the taxable, but most of it is in the IRA. I believe I have a money market in my IRA that's about 120,000. I took that out about a year ago because I got scared.
You just receive interest and dividends from your portfolio, right?
Right, and capital gains, yeah.
And capital gains. And you have no other sources of income at this point? Like, what are you living on?
No, I'm living on money that I took out a couple of years ago and put into a bank, and that just pays my bills. And I only have a small amount left. That's why I'm really concerned. I have to start making withdrawals, but I don't know where to take them from. I only have maybe 24,000.
24,000, you said, in the bank?
In a bank account, regular bank.
How long have you're retired now? When's the last time you earned income?
Oh my God. About almost 14 years ago, I retired very early.
Oh, okay. All right. And are you partnered or single?
Single, no children, no debt at all. I have a home that the condo that's paid off. And I actually have another condo in California that's also paid off, but mom lives there and I own that with her.
I think you're right in that inside of that retirement account, what might be quite lovely is to start pulling money out and just pay tax on it. And then you filed taxes last year, so you got tax documents from Vanguard. If you looked at last year's tax return, do you remember what the number was in the lower right-hand corner?
I do. It was $69,000, and with the deduction, I think I ended up with $57,000. And I also had the Affordable Care Act last year, which brought me over the limit. So, and this year I have half of a year of the ACA that ended in June. So that's the other thing I had to throw into the mix.
Yeah. You don't want to make too much money because then you've got that annoying IRMA thing with Medicare income. So IRMA, everyone, if you're listening, you don't know what this is. Income related monthly adjustment amount, which is when you make a lot of money and you're receiving, or just when you make a bunch of money in general, I don't want to say a lot, but you make money. The more you make, the higher the contribution you have to make towards Medicare. So if you're filing single, we want to make sure that we're keeping your income at $88,000 or less, or at least at let's call it under $111,000, because I presume right now, the reason you had $69,000, why did that money come out? Well, that was mostly interest and dividends, or is there any sale that you made?
No, I didn't make any sale, but the interesting thing is that I did receive an unexpected $23,000 the very last few days of the year in capital gains from a bond fund in my taxable account. I had no idea that was going to happen.
Yeah. Sometimes they make those distributions. They sold the bonds. You didn't. I think in order to kind of make this somewhat simple, I don't want to go too crazy here because we can't micromanage the whole thing. You're mostly paying tax at a rate of, let's call it about 22%. That's your highest bracket, okay? And if you made a little bit more and you went into the 24%, it wouldn't kill you, right? But what I think you want to maybe do for this year is we would take the money out of the IRA and pay the tax on it. I wouldn't take all of that cash out at once. So here we are. You would like to replenish your bank account, right? I mean, you want to have some money to live on. How much money do you need to live on a monthly basis?
Probably the most I would need would be about $4,000 a month.
Before the end of this year, you could take out, let's say, I think about 20 will do it, and you'll add to your taxable liability. But I think that if you had 20, again, I don't know how the bond fund distributions are going to go. It may make you pay a little bit more in terms of money that you have to pay towards Medicare, but I don't think it'll be that much more.
Should I take it out of the bond or should I take it out of the
stock?
No,
take it out of the IRA and the cash that's in there already. So if you took 25 out, I think that's about right. If you took 25 out now, and let's say that your income is 70 again, and let's say it was 105 or something, by taking that out, I don't know, maybe more, but you need cash somewhere, and let's pay the tax that's due on it. And then we'll have a better understanding of what your tax liability is going to be after we get through this year going forward with Medicare. But, you know, essentially, if you were to then, you know, right away in January, you'll take your money out for the year. I would take out another. So if you have 130 in cash, maybe I'd take another 25 out right after that. And then you've got some money that's socked away in your bank account. You can live on that. And we should start depleting your IRA and paying the tax that's due on that slowly but surely, and not take too much at once, because, I mean, you could take, you know, obviously if you take a whole slug of money out, you could have one rotten year for Medicare planning, but I don't know. It sounds like that's not the way that you would like to run this. And then I think that then you would try to pull money out of this IRA account, because before you're forced to take the money out, you'll have a better sense of your real tax liability at that time. In terms of taking money out of this Vanguard account, tell me about the funds you have at Vanguard.
I have, in terms of the stock, I have a bunch of different funds. One of them is the S&P 500. Mm-hmm. And I also have the big one is the Intermediate Bond Fund. Boy, that one has mm-hmm. about 800 and something thousand in it. Mm-hmm. And that's in the brokerage, the taxable account. So that's
right.
The majority of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and right now you're taking the income from that as opposed to reinvesting it. I mean,
I'm actually not.
You're not.
No, I'm taking money, the money that I have that I had taken out a year or two ago from somewhere in the Vanguard account. I put that in the bank. So I'm only using the money that's in the bank now, which is quickly being depleted, only about 24,000 left. So that's mm-hmm. why I need to.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I got it. I mean, so what happens is when you have these, even though you're in an index fund, when a bond matures in the bond fund, let's just pretend you owned an individual bond yourself, right? You held it to maturity. It matures and now you get your money back and an interest payment. And there are interest payments that are made along the way, which makes this not a particularly tax efficient vehicle. But you're not in a high tax bracket, so I don't want to go crazy with this. It's not like you should have been in a municipal bond fund. This still is a good investment for you. It's just that you have to manage the tax liability. I mean, the other alternative would be you'd say, okay, I got to sell the bond fund. So, okay, let's say you sell some of the bond fund. Then you have to pay capital gains, which, you know, you're going to have you're going to pay at least a 15% capital gains tax. So, you know, but that still leaves the IRA growing and you being forced to take the withdrawals later anyway. And since you're only 5 years away, I'd start to do that first. I think that I'd rather get the money out of the IRA and that'll be easier for you because you're going to have more income when you start claiming Social Security, you know? And so this is all going to get compounded. You're going to be mad at me because you're going to say, oh, when I get Social Security, then I'm going to be putting in an extra $180 a month or something like that, I think, when it comes to my Medicare. But it's $180 a month extra. It's not like $2,500 a month extra. You know what I mean? So I think the weird thing about the IRMA surcharge is that it's done, as the IRS calls it, it's done on a cliff basis, which means if you earn $1 over the threshold, it causes the full corresponding surcharge to apply to all premiums for the year. meaning like if you make $111,001, you're still going to pay the $180 a month. So it's 111 up to 138. So you're going to have to pay it. So, I mean, it's not that much money, but I would really try to start to use my IRA to fund my day-to-day living expenses. And you should be rebalancing that IRA. You really should. So in other words, if we are pulling cash out and you're really stock heavy in the IRA, start shifting some of it and make sure you replenish some of the cash as we move forward. I mean, you only need $4,000 a month. So if we get $50,000 out of there, which we're going to do in the next 3 or 4 months, you should be good. And then next year, you'll do it all over again. The Social Security benefit, do you know what you're at age 70 that benefit would be?
Yeah, I actually think it's going to be around 3,000.
Oh, I think you ought to wait. I think you should wait. If you wait till you're age 70 and we start using the IRA as the to pay for your cash flow, think about this. And you whittle the IRA down and let's say, you know, you're only, so it's 5 years and 300 grand comes out. You know, you basically have half as much money in your IRA. You let the taxable account grow. You get your Social Security at your $3,000 a month. And then, you know, I think what's going to end up happening is that your $3,000 a month plus your minimum required distribution is going to be kind of all you need to live on. You can tap into the Vanguard taxable account, but I think that sounds like a pretty good game plan.
It does. Where should I take the money from to replenish the cash? Should I take it in the IRA?
Tell me what the split is. Is it like 50-50 or what's the allocation right now?
I'm thinking the allocation is more stock than bonds in the IRA. I think it's probably like 70-30.
Okay. Easiest thing you can do is once you take the cash out, move to 60-40 and then you'll have the cash out and you should stay with 60-40. You know, you got plenty of money. You don't need all the money you've saved. And by the way, are you at all charitably inclined?
I'm not charitably inclined as much as I am. I'm going to leave my niece and nephew, whatever is left. Yeah. So I would do that with them, but, cause I don't have kids.
All right, great. Then you're in great shape, lady. Go out and enjoy yourself in New Jersey and, be careful. Cause those New Jersey drivers, as at least as I experience them here in New York City, a little crazy. Got to tell you, you guys stay on the other side of that bridge. Okay. Thank you so much, Joyce. And thank you for giving us a shout. If you are interested in a little bit more of this IRMA conversation, I know it's very wonky. There are a lot of different permutations of planning for Medicare versus Social Security and required minimum distributions. All these things come into focus as you get a little bit older. And if you need help navigating that, just give us a shout. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact button, and we would be able to put your mind at ease, okay? Lift someone up today and remember our mantra, grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.